Here's a test of the DR100 Mark III with a short shotgun microphone. In this case, it's the Audio-Technica AT897. In many of the other tests on this site, I have used a Rode NTG2, and they're very similar microphones and have very similar sort of output levels and sonic characteristics. And this one happened to be sitting in front of me, and so we thought we'd check the AT897. This microphone seems to be a good match with this recorder. You could feed phantom power from the recorder to the microphone if you wished, or you can use the microphone's internal battery and save the recorder's battery's internal life by a bit. But in either circumstance, you're getting a nice hot output out of this microphone. I have the input gains turned up somewhere just a little bit under halfway, and we're getting a nice solidly hot signal. I probably wouldn't go any hotter than this. As we always do, let's take a quick pause and listen to the noise floor while using a shotgun mic with a Tascam DR100 Mark III. Well, I'm hearing a tiny bit more background noise and seeing a little bit of bouncing of the meters down at the very, very low end there. But in this case, I really believe it's actually the sensitivity of the microphone that's actually picking up some actually ambient sound and some background rumbling rather than any internal noise from the recorder. And so, as with the other microphones, I would certainly say that this Tascam DR100 Mark III is pretty well suited to use with really any kind of style microphone that one would tend to use for journalism and interviews.